Today is Thursday, February 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, just a minor update to everyone. It snowed, and not only that, but it snowed a lot. I don't know how many inches. I mean, compared to, let's say, South Dakota, it was nothing. Because I know South Dakota, you know, Kathy Bacon seems to always have snow. But it was probably anywhere between 6 and 12 inches. And those are not AOL inches. I mean, I haven't looked at it. It's hard to tell when you look online and you're looking at like weather.com or weatherbug or something like that. I can never find total accumulation information. Normally it'll say, oh, it's going to be 0.1 inches per hour or something like that. But so I don't know, but it snowed starting about 10 o'clock last night, 9 or 10 o'clock last night. And when I woke up, there was snow all over the ground, and it was completely covering the road and the grass and everything. It snowed all day until about 4 o'clock, and it was until about noon or 1 o'clock. It was a heavy snow, and then after that, it kind of was just little light flurries, but it never stopped. Like, it was flurries for the entire, like, I would say 12 to 4. But it's a very fine snow, like a very dry, fine, blowy snow, and it's windy as well. So a lot of the snow has collected in the corners and stuff. I mean, it's still covering everything, but a lot of the one of the reasons it's hard to tell exactly how much it was is because even though the ground is completely covered, a lot of the bulk of the snow was blown by the wind over into the corners. Because it's a very light, fluffy snow. We'll be back after this with traffic. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, I'm happy. I've been looking out. I opened my blinds in my office. Normally, I don't open them, but I open them up. And I've been watching it snow all day. And it's fantastic. The only thing is, Sydney was supposed to have a bath tomorrow. And the groomer called, and I mean, I wouldn't have been able to get there anyway because the roads are completely snowed over. And we had freezing rain first and then snow. So it's not like the snow is just going to blow away and then it's fine because the temperature has been below freezing since yesterday afternoon. I think it got to 16 or 15 degrees. And so there's going to be ice under there. And my car nor Mark's car will be able to handle that sort of situation. And so I knew we weren't going to be able to take her tomorrow, but they called and said their groomers were not going to be able to come in. So they were canceling the appointment. So Mark and I are going to have to give her a bath because it'll be another 2 weeks before her next appointment. And that would be a month. And she can't go that long without a bath. The other thing is I'm supposed to have a haircut on Saturday and I'm still debating on that one because theoretically tomorrow it's going to get above freezing. And the question is, when do I pull the trigger? Because it takes me 5 hours to get to my haircut. So I can't call them. I mean, if I call them on Saturday morning, it's the day of my appointment, which I feel like if I'm going to notify them, I need to give them, you know, 24 hours notice or something like that. Now, I know this is special because it's weather and I have no control over that. I think it also snowed a lot in St. Louis, so I don't know what their road situation is like either. So that might be a contributing factor. I don't even know what their roads are like at the moment. So my haircut may get pushed as well. But you know what? It's worth it. I love seeing the snow. It's fantastic. I find it to be so relaxing. I had 8 meetings today at work. And I think the only way that I got through them was because I was looking out at this beautiful, fluffy, blowy snow. So there you go. I'm happy about that. And I'll look at it some more tonight before it gets dark. So anyway, last night, I did not have orchestra rehearsal. As I think I told you guys, I didn't have orchestra rehearsal because they canceled it because of inclement weather. And so I was able to hang out at home. The thing is, I said, okay, Mark, we've got to work out because I'm going to pick up food. Normally we wouldn't work out on a Wednesday because I have orchestra. And so I would say, well, you know, we'll take a break today. Maybe Mark does it while I'm at orchestra. I don't know, but I'm not doing it because I get done with work and then I have to record and then I have to immediately leave and go to orchestra. And so I don't have time. But anyway, I normally wouldn't do it, but I said, you know what? We need to work out because I want to pick up food. I don't want to cook because normally on a Wednesday, I'll pick up food after orchestra. And so that's how I shop as well. I plan the meals based on Wednesday night picking up the food. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get Whataburger. Now I have one thing I've been doing. I know I told you guys, I've been trying to, rather than just going on a diet, I've been trying to eat at home more as like a first step. So step one, limit the number of fast food trips during the week. And I'm successfully doing that. I'm not where I need to be. I need to get down to like maybe one fast food a week. And I'm probably at two or three still right now. But that's a lot better because I mean, used to I would go every night. You know, every night we would just get fast food if I'm not on a diet because I don't want to cook. So I've limited that between two and three a week. So weekends and then one day during the week usually. I want to bring it down further. But the other thing I've been doing is when I get fast food, I'm getting less food. So normally I would get a double cheeseburger and a large fry. And so what I've been doing is I get the junior double. It's still a double, but it's a half the meat, half the cheese because it's a junior size. So I get the junior and I get a medium fry. So even though, you know, I'm still going, I'm getting less. And so I was like, okay, we're going to go to Whataburger. I'm going to get my small amount, but we need to work out because I want to burn the calories. So we worked out. It's not like I'm burning all those calories. The elliptical burns a couple of hundred calories at most for 20 minutes. But still, it's more than not working out, right? So so we did that, and it wasn't doing anything. I didn't think. Like, there was no snow, nothing, you know, and we were working out. We go to get in the car and I open the garage and unbeknownst to me, it had already been freezing rain and sleet. Enough that the road was already completely covered and the driveway. And I stepped on it and it was slippery. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. I'm not like, I don't know what all the other roads are like, but my driveway and the road in front of my house is already icy. I'm not going to risk it for Whataburger. Well, I had not planned for cooking, but I wasn't. So the thing is, you know, our meal situation, I'm not saying we're going to be down to like beans and rice, but I'm taking stuff out of the freezer that may or may not be still good. I don't know. But anyway, last night I had a frozen meatloaf, so I cooked that. And I made mashed potatoes and I had made this marsala sauce to go on the steak on Sunday and I had saved, we had some left over. So I warmed that up and put that on top of the mashed potatoes and I also put some on top of the meatloaf just to use that sauce. So yeah, it was a pretty good meal. Mark doesn't like mashed potatoes, so normally I would do like roasted potatoes, but I was really in the mood for mashed potatoes, but B, I didn't, by the time I realized I needed to cook, I needed the oven for the meatloaf and the roasted potatoes would have taken longer and needed to use the oven. And so mashed potatoes were faster. So I did it. Occasionally I can have mashed potatoes. I like them. And then tonight, I'm not sure what we're having yet, but again, limited. We'll see what it is. And I don't know, maybe tomorrow we'll be able to get out so we can go get food. But otherwise, I'll be opening up some cans. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.